What do CEOs need to know about sales these days? A lot. Outdated sales strategies and tactics plague most companies today. Listen to what innovative CEOs and experts have to say about how to change all that with Sales Talk for CEOs. Welcome to Sales Talk for CEOs. Today you get another bit of ranting from me. We're going to talk about a buzzword that is driving me crazy. There's a lot of talk on LinkedIn and I'm sure other spaces as well about vibe selling. I don't know if you CEOs have heard about vibe selling yet, but that came from vibe coding, which vibe coding is about helping coders use AI and use natural language to talk to the AI to code for them. Fantastic. I don't know why the word vibe, I didn't get a chance to look it up. The guy who started that phrase, but I guess because you're vibing with the AI is what I can imagine. Anyway, from that, someone decided to coin vibe selling. Okay, well, I've been selling a long time. Gosh, since the 90s. And actually even before that, but selling in the world of the complex sale in corporate America with large deals that have long sales cycles and multiple people on the selling team, multiple people on the buying team, and lots of complexities, right? That's my world. That's the world I live in. The clients I help are all making those kinds of sales. And over the many years, I've heard, oh my gosh, so many different things about selling, so many different methodologies, so many different training programs. And if you go back in time, and the best person to follow for that is Todd Capone. He is the sales history expert. In fact, I got to get him on the show. So if you're listening, Todd, let's get scheduled to talk about how sales evolved over time. You know, everything old is new again, but just with a different name. Well, here's what irritates me the most. Selling is a very basic human thing. What we know is that there are humans out there that need to buy what your company makes or delivers, right? They need it, or you wouldn't be in business. And so that's something you need to think about. If people aren't buying, you're like, is this a real need? But for most of you CEOs out there who have founded companies and who are running companies, you are selling something that people need. Now, yes, of course, there's competition selling something the same or similar, but people need these things or you wouldn't be in business. So why do we complicate this so much and have to throw new crazy things at it all the time? And why can't we just stay with the basics of, I'm a human who provides a product or service that you need. You're a human that needs to buy that product or service, get a great price for it, be able to understand it thoroughly, make sure it solves your problem or helps you grow, and be sure that you can implement it properly and that everybody can adopt it and engage with it. And you're successful because you purchased it and you can now meet your goals or exceed them. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. But we just want to complicate selling with all of these different methodologies and crazy ways to do things and spamming people and just simply not understanding sales. And so now we have vibe selling. Now I'm going to look at my notes because I want to read to you exactly what I found when I Googled. So what is vibe selling? I need to know because I'm a sales expert, right? I'm supposed to know these things. So according to when I Googled, the AI in Google told me that vibe selling is a sales methodology. A methodology. That's interesting. I'm going to dig into that. That emphasizes using data and AI, particularly conversational AI, to uncover new revenue opportunities and enhance efficiencies. Further, it's about talking to your data to understand customer needs. What? Talking to your data to understand customer needs. Wouldn't you talk to your customer to understand customer needs? But okay, don't get me started. I'm going to continue with this definition I found. It's about talking to your data to understand your customer needs, identifying potential sales, and improve the sales process. This approach involves using AI to analyze data. I'm all for that, right? We've always had a lot of data. We've never done a good job analyzing. Now we have AI. Hallelujah. Let's analyze some data. Generate insights and even automate certain tasks. I'm all for generating insights and I'm all for absolutely automating some tasks and taking some of the admin burden off of salespeople. 100% I'm okay there. Allowing salespeople to focus on building relationships and closing deals. Yes. So part of this I'm all for, but I'm like, why is this a new thing? Help me understand why it's a new thing. That's what I'm asking here, right? So I'm thinking through this and I'm like, all right, well, for hundreds of years, we should be doing these same basic things. Whether AI is present or not, it's a great tool. Please use it. Learn how to use it. Build a strategy around it for your company. Make sure everybody in your company is trained. Make sure they are using the right tools and using them properly. Yes, of course. But do we need a whole new methodology called vibe selling? I mean, I'm sure there are those who would argue that we do. But having been doing this now for 30 years, what I'm telling you is, this should have been happening all along, regardless of whether you had AI or not, right? You have always had data, even if it was on a yellow pad like it was back when I first started selling. You have always had data you can analyze. And of course, you should analyze it to think through what you're doing and how you're doing it and how it's impacting your customer and make the needed changes. Not new. Not different, should have always been doing it, right? Talking to your data, all right. But okay, maybe AI can help you do that. But understanding customer insights, I'm not sure how AI can do that. Sure, it can pull a lot of things in from a lot of places, but is it talking to your customer? So you have a set of customers right now who know you and love you and who are successful using what you sold them. Hallelujah. Go talk to them if you want some insights. Don't send your AI out to talk to them. Go talk to them. Now, if you're recording calls with them, you know, customer success team is recording calls with them or salespeople are recording calls with them. Sure, go ahead and have the AI, you know, look for some insights. That's great. But you know where you get the best insights? When humans talk to humans. Again, not against AI, but customer insights come from customers. Talk to your customers. What are they doing? How are they doing it? What do they need? What are they worried about? What are their challenges? Figure that out by talking to them. And then, yeah, collect all that and you can run it through AI if you want to organize it in some way. But oh my goodness, please let us talk to our customers, right? And that's how we're going to move farther, faster, because our customers can tell us what we need to know so that we can continue improving and grow our companies, which is what we all really want to do. So I think that, you know, this is making me a little crazy because I'm not sure what they're getting at here with vibe selling. Yeah, companies should use AI. You know, get a committee. I've said this before. Get a committee. Talk about the strategy at your company. Figure out how you're going to roll that out. Get everybody on board at adopting and engaged in using AI in the proper way, in the best way to help your company grow. Right? And also, you know, in the best way to help each individual grow. Because when the individual grows, the company grows. And think about your future as you're doing this as well. So you are prepared to move forward faster. So what are we going to retrain people on with Vibe Selling? Hey, how about this? How about we start with our customers need this type of person to engage with them, to, you know, dig in and figure out what are the challenges, what are the needs, what needs to be solved, what's happening, collaborate with them, you know, conversationally, get this all figured out, right? And then determine if what you sell is a good fit to get them where they need to go. And if it is, then let's move through a collaborative process together, right, to make that happen. So part of the problem right now and why we need new buzzwords and you know, fancy this or that or tools or training, whatever's going on, is because we don't even have the right people on our teams to interface with our customers. And so they don't know what a day in their life is like. They don't really know anything about the people they're selling to and very little about the company they're selling to, because they're just under pressure to have high volume and not really given the opportunity to research and understand and know the people that they're going to be talking to and know and understand how to see if there's a fit between what they sell and what this person needs. So that's a problem right there. Now, can you take the salespeople you have and train them to be able to do that? Maybe. Some of them probably could, but I'm going to guess a lot of them can't, because they're just not the right person. They're just not knowledgeable enough. They're just not, you know, expert enough. They haven't been on the planet long enough. They don't understand who they're selling to and have, of course, no training on that. So I think that's just a difficult problem right there, right? So giving them AI might help a little, because it can bring insights to them more quickly, which is helpful, but it's hard to digest. It's like, if I've never been a mom, how can I understand what it's like to be a mom? Simplified, if I've never been a CEO, how can I understand what it's like to be a CEO? What did you even need to do to get there to be that CEO? Or a VP of ops? How did you get to be a VP of ops? What was your career path? How did that work? What knowledge did you have to learn? What things did you have to do? These sellers don't know and don't understand. So if you're just putting people in a difficult situation, you have not set them up for success. I've been talking about this in my other podcasts. So bring on Vibe Selling. Great. Now what? You're still stuck with the problems that you have. You're not meeting the customer where you are. You're not asking the customer, so you don't know what they really need. You don't have the right people in place. And even if you do, they're probably not trained properly. And we're still putting tremendous pressure on salespeople to do volume. And you know that's true, because you still get all the spam too. As a CEO, your inbox is full. Your LinkedIn direct messages are full. Your connection requests are full of salespeople who are desperately reaching out to anyone they possibly can with messaging that doesn't matter, trying to get attention because they're not hitting their goals. And it just perpetuates itself. So Vibe Selling or any other thing, look, it's pretty basic, pretty simple. You've got customers out there. You need to know them well. Figure out what's the best way to sell to them. Maybe you don't even need this huge pool of salespeople that you have. Maybe there's a completely different way. Maybe the salespeople you have need some training. Maybe you need to hire a different type of salesperson. Maybe you need to get your sales process to meet the buying process better, right? And yes, AI can help you, but I don't want you manipulated or tricked into thinking, oh my gosh, here's this new thing, vibe selling, it's going to solve it all. It is not. It is not going to solve it. Look, we all want to grow our companies. It's imperative. That's what we're expected to do. And that's how our economy thrives when we grow our companies. But we really got to slow down and think about what we're doing. And CEOs, really, it's on you. What your sales team is doing, what your sales leaders are doing, what your go-to-market team is doing, it's on you. If they are not paying attention to the customer and meeting the customer where they are, you are not long for this world. Your company is not going to survive. Things are just changing too rapidly. All right, whew, rant over. Hey, all you supporters of vibe selling, you're probably not going to like this. I'm sorry, but I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot. I've seen training programs come and go, methodologies come and go. And what I'm saying here is this. Selling is a very basic human thing. We do it every day, all day long. We sell our kids on getting their clothes on and getting to school. We sell our family on eating healthy food. We sell our friends on going to the movie we want to go to. This is just a natural thing we do all the time. And as I started with, there are companies out there who need what you sell. They need what you sell. And so human to human, let's go find those people who are most likely to buy from you because they need what you sell. And let's have a very human approach to doing that, that helps them and guides them to making the very best decision so they can be successful. Because when they're successful, we're successful. If you want to talk about any of this, if you need any help with it, I'm here. Just message me on LinkedIn or send me an email, and I'm happy to chat about it. If you enjoyed the show, please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.